Hi, that's a call from Mr. Burns.
Who's calling?
It's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigations team. I'm just calling in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Oh, right, wait, no game. Thomas!
No worries, thank you.
It's a bit difficult. If I'm shouting, sorry.
No, don't worry.
Thomas! That's very good. The man for your Scottish redress.
Hello?
Hi there, is that Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Hi there, Mr. Burns. It's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigations team in regards to your Scottish redress application. Are you free for a few minutes?
Yeah, for a few minutes, yeah.
Brilliant. Just for data protection, Mr. Burns, can I take the first line of your address, please?
246 O'Tyre Street.
Brilliant. Your email address?
I've not got an email here.
No,
my partner's got an email.
I can take your mobile number instead, if you know that.
Oh, hold on a minute. Kathy, what's my mobile number? What's my mobile number?
It ends in 2 5. Hang on. Tell him,
please talk.
I need to speak for you. Is it okay if I speak to him? Thomas.
What's your name, sorry?
Catherine, I'm Thomas's partner.
Catherine, we would just need to confirm you as a beneficiary before we can discuss things.
That's okay,
with anyone
Thomas,
else.
I'll just go on the side. You're right, your number's 073-057-02555.
We've got a different one on file. It
that's
is the one
mind.
That I've used to call today.
Yeah, that's mine, because Thomas is quite a bit hard of hearing, so...
Right, okay.
So
yeah, just that mobile number.
If you don't understand anything, just ask me, right?
Right, okay, sir.
Hi there, Mr. Burns. So, yeah, it would just be the mobile number for the person that I was just speaking to that I would need, and just your date of birth, and then that would pass data protection.
20/5/50.
Brilliant. And could you get whoever's with you there just to confirm their mobile number?
Mobile number, Catherine.
My mobile number you need?
Yeah.
079-544-09026.
Brilliant. That's past data protection now. So, yeah, I just wanted to give you a quick call to update you on your claim and introduce myself a bit. My name's Daniel. I'll be your claim worker going forward. And I just wanted to confirm a few things with yourself, such as your care placements. So we have down for your care placement, is it Frierton, Borstal, Perth?
Yeah, Frierton Detention Centre. That was part of the Borstal, yeah.
Right.
Hello?
Hiya. Can you still hear me? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to confirm the dates as well. Does it sound about... I know it's a while ago. You might not remember the exact dates, but we've got it down as 1967 to 1968 at Frierton.
Yes, absolutely.
That's correct. Brilliant. And just as a brief statement, could you tell me just briefly, you don't have to go into any sort of specifics, how old were you when you entered Frierton?
17.
17. Not a problem.
17, 18.
Yeah. Right. If you were 18 when you entered, you wouldn't qualify for the redress scheme, so it would have to be 17.
I'd be 17.
As long as like I say, it does confirm that on your records that you were 17, then you would still qualify for the redress scheme, of course,
right?
But yeah, I just wanted to confirm a few things with yourself as well. So in terms of an update, we have records back from NHS Tayside, and we are awaiting records back from Perth and Kinross Council. And I just wanted to confirm with yourself your current GP details so that we can subject access request them as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, what is your current GP details, if that's all right for me to take?
My GP's name is... I've just got a new GP there. Crail Street Medical Practice.
Crail Street, is that?
Yes, Crail Street Medical Practice, Tollcross.
Hallcross.
Tollcross, Glasgow, yeah.
Tollcross in Glasgow. Right, brilliant, appreciate that. And did you say that's your current, yeah?
No, that's the one I've had all my life, yeah.
Yeah, but it would, did you say you've previously changed GPs recently?
No, I've not changed any GPs.
Not changed? Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, still all at Crail Street, not a problem.
But it's still at Crail Street, yeah, just got a new doctor.
Right, no, that's not a problem. I believe that's everything that I need from you today. Or just actually, while I've got you on the phone, could I just take a previous address prior to care? So the family home you stayed in just before going into Frierton, if you can remember that.
51 Adcombe Street.
51. Do you mind just spelling the first line of that for me?
Adcombe Street, A-R-D-H-O-L-M.
Adcombe Street. Brilliant. Add that to your file. That'll just help me to locate any sort of council records that local councils hold for yourself in that area. All right, Mr. Burns. Well, I think I've got everything that I need from you today. Have you got any questions for myself at all?
No, all right. So that's brilliant.
No.
Thank you for
all right. Yeah, no problem, Mr. Burns. We'll update you as soon as we get those records back, all right?
Right, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care. All the best.
Thank you.
Right, take
See
care.
You now. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now.